Chapter 6, Leadership That Teaches Others How to Be Great. Leaders are judged by many criteria, by their influence, accomplishments, reputation, and so forth. Yet many simply leave it at that. Win-loss records don't occur by accident. To create great families, businesses, and teams, the great leaders have certain skills and talents. Here are some of those required skills. Leadership Skill 1, the ability to spot the strengths in others and get them to play to those strengths. One of former Ohio State football coach Woody Hayes' biggest strengths was he could quickly assess an athlete's strengths and weaknesses. He was great at putting the right player in the right position. A well-designed team has few redundancies because everyone is playing to their unique abilities. A leader's talent is knowing all the positions that need to be played and recognizing who is best suited to play them. As a parent, our job is to do that with our kids, not to make them into what we wanted to be or are, but to find what the strength is in them. Tiger Woods obviously has a great talent for golf. I once saw him in an interview with Oprah Winfrey, and she asked him whether his talent allowed him an unfair advantage over others because he wouldn't have to try as hard. Tiger gave her a look of bewilderment. He said, "No, it's actually the opposite. It's almost a curse. Because I have the talent, I feel obligated to be great at it. That's why I think my greatest asset is that I practice more than anyone to develop that talent." Now, a friend of mine grew up playing golf in Southern California at the same time Tiger did. They're the same age and they played the same courses. My friend told me that everyone used to hate Tiger because he was so slow getting around the course. That's because he analyzed, experimented, and scrutinized each stroke to the nth degree. It drove everyone who played with him nuts, and the group behind him wasn't happy either. But did he care? Obviously not, and it's a good thing. Now my friend pays to play golf, while Tiger's getting paid to play. Leadership Skill 2, the ability to teach. The ultimate form of leadership is the ability to teach your team how to be successful. Not by reciting a monologue or by telling them what you did, but by getting them involved, practicing, and challenging them. You don't learn to play ball by just watching game films. You don't learn to build a business from a book, and you certainly don't learn to be a great team player by being told how to do it. You have to be taught how to do it. Teaching is a combination of leading, selling, motivating, and involving. It's the delivery process of education, which comes from the root word educare, which means bringing out or drawing out the intelligence in others. Education, therefore, does not mean to cram data down someone's throat. Be a teacher and a leader, not a preacher. Education or learning is the practice of repetition and discovery. For example, the more you experience the act of selling by repeating it and drilling it, the more you discover how it works, how to apply it, and how to get rich. The secret for getting people to learn isn't having the knowledge, it's teaching people how to learn. Which brings me to the next leadership element. Leadership Skill 3, using mistakes to empower and strengthen the team. A great leader knows how to use mistakes to empower the team, while those who don't can use them to kill a team. This is because our conditioning has taught us that mistakes are a bad thing. We have a natural distaste for them. School taught us that. We were penalized for mistakes. Coach Hayes was good at spotting strengths, but also could spot a weakness just as well. Later in his career, he spent so much time focusing on trying to correct weaknesses that it became his downfall. I remember my senior year, we went to the Rose Bowl for an unprecedented third straight year to play the University of Southern California. He told the team before that game that the only way we would lose would be if we made mistakes. As a matter of fact, he was so obsessed with eliminating mistakes that he instilled the fear of making any into the hearts of the players. He would rant and rave when mistakes were made, even in practice. Sometimes fear can be a great motivator, but in business and in sports, it can also be destructive. If you're constantly thinking to yourself, "What if I blow it?" or "I'm not sure if I can do this," then as soon as a mistake does occur, and it always does, then you automatically tell yourself, "See, I told you." At that point, you proceed into a downward spiral that I call panic. Fear and emotions go up, while intelligence and competence go down. A great leader understands that dynamic and teaches his team how to deal with the emotion by drilling the ability to successfully respond to mistakes. A leader teaches how to take fear and convert it into power and high intention. In that Rose Bowl game, we went into the game favored to win by several touchdowns. Yet we fell prey to the very fear the coach had. The fear of making mistakes became overpowering, which ironically caused the team to make more mistakes. Look at your team. There are probably those who are afraid to fail. If the fear is strong enough, it will become reality. Are these same people focused on winning or afraid of failing? There is a big difference between the two.